at the GDC 2006 in San Jose, California, it's all about the game. And when it comes to gaming, it's all about the graphics. And when it comes to graphics, it's all about NVIDIA. I'm Michael Johnson. Coming up a bit later, we'll speak with a few of the developers about their latest work. But first, let's hear from Bill Raybuck, Director of Publisher Relations and Consumer Awareness at NVIDIA. So we're here at the Game Developers Conference in San Jose, and there's a lot of buzz surrounding NVIDIA and the new GPUs. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, some of the things that we're showing here at Game Developer Conference are many of our third-party content partners showing their new titles running on our new quad SLI GPU setups for PCs. We're showing games running at resolutions of 2560 by 1600, which is over 4 megapixels of resolution being able to be displayed on some of these Dell 30-inch displays that we have in our booth. To be able to drive that many pixels requires not only one very good performing GPU, but as many as 4 GPUs, depending on the complexity of the scene. So with many of our hardware partners, such as Dell and others that are now introducing quad SLI setups, you wind up with 2 graphics cards in your system, each with 2 GPUs. And that has the ability to pump out that 4 megapixels of content at frame rates of 60 frames per second. So it's just unheard of, unheard of amounts of data that really, really have the ability to suspend belief, make characters look far, far more real than they ever had been, make environments look real.
So what kind of announcements are you making here at the show?
So one of the most significant announcements that was made at the show is we're showing for the first time Havok, which is one of the couple companies that does physics libraries to make all of the all of the motion of objects and behavior of objects and characters in games feel far more real. So when rock and rubble or glass falls or crashes and things like that, it makes it feel more real from a consumer standpoint, and it does a much better job at enhancing gameplay.
Tell me a little bit more about how NVIDIA is going to be working with developers and how they work with them now.
After we have helped developers make their games look good and put in these fantastic features that help their games sell more and be more attractive to a wider audience, in addition to that, we also have our Way It's Meant to Be Played program. And the Way It's Meant to Be Played is all about promoting NVIDIA partner content within the PC gaming ecosystem as well as in the PC application environment now. And the Way It's Meant to Be Played has been deployed at retail, e-tail, in various magazine publications where we attract an audience to these features within games so that people are aware not only that the game looks good, why it looks good, and also educate them to make sure that they have the correct hardware to play the games on.
From a developer's point of view, what's significant about working in Windows Vista?
So Windows Vista will be coming out in early 2007, and it is probably the most significant thing ever to happen to the PC, especially as a gaming platform. The developer now can better count on a GPU being present in the PC. Again, that takes you to a more standardized platform where you can count on what the hardware looks like and the behavior of the hardware will be. NVIDIA has more Vista-ready graphics cards and GPUs than anybody else, any other manufacturer right now. So we're positioned really, really well to support Vista as all of these, what Microsoft is referring to as consumer technology previews, are being released. It is totally going to change the face of the PC, both from a gaming standpoint as well as what even the desktop looks like.
Okay. Well, it's been great talking with you on the podcast today, Bill. Bill Raybuck, who is the Director of Publisher Relations and Consumer Awareness for NVIDIA. And, my awareness has certainly been opened up. It's really a fascinating world, and thanks for explaining it for us.
Thank you so much.
I'm here with Mike Legg, who's the president of Petroglyph Games. And welcome to the podcast, Mike.
Well, thank you very much, man. I'm totally happy to be here.
Now, tell me a little bit about Petroglyph, a little bit about the history of the company, and what you're doing here at GDC.
Well, Petroglyph, we're a company out in Las Vegas, and we've been there for a very long time, our group, and we make real-time strategy games. And currently we've just released Star Wars Empire at War on the PC with LucasArts, and that's doing extremely well. We're totally excited about that, having a blast working with those guys. And our history lies in real-time strategy games all the way back from Dune 2. Joe Bostic, one of our founders. He's my partner, along with Steve Tall. Joe and Brett Sperry created Dune 2, the first PC RTS. We've worked on the Command & Conquer games, the Red Alert. We did many, many games for Westwood Studios before we decided to start a new company in Las Vegas. And Steve Tall, our other founder, he worked for the Bitmap Brothers, and we have two new real-time strategy games in development right now with our publishers. NVIDIA just came to us, approached us and just asked us if we needed any help with things, and if there was any kind of feedback that they could give us, and so we just started talking with them, and we just ended up having a lot of help and a lot of support. Whenever we had a question, we could call or send off an email, and we'd get instant results. So it was just a great relationship that just built up as we were developing the project.
I'm here with Joshua Glazer, who is the co-founder and CTO of Naked Sky Entertainment. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So tell me a little bit about your company and what you're doing here at GDC.
Okay. Naked Sky Entertainment is working on next-generation video games that are completely driven by physics. So we're here showing off our game Robo Blitz, which is going to be coming out on Xbox Live Arcade in the next few months and then the PC shortly after. And what's special about it is it uses Unreal Engine 3 and is completely driven by physics. There's not a single frame of hand animation.
So tell me a little bit about what you'll be able to do with Windows Vista and what kind of exciting features are working with that that'll be good for your company.
Oh, well, Vista has a lot of great features coming up. One of them we're excited about is installless booting of the game. So you just slip the disk in and you get a total console-like experience where you don't have to wait forever to get to the action. Then, of course, there's the controller drivers that are going to be built in, so you don't have to worry about searching for drivers for your controller. And, of course, DirectX 10 just has a ton of graphic stuff we can't wait to start looking into.
Now, you have a relationship with NVIDIA. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, well, we've been partnered up with NVIDIA for as long as we remember. We love their cards, and they're really supportive of what we're doing. I mean, they're really out there helping us as a game developer optimize our code when we need it, get us supplies when we need them, showing us off at GDC, and they're great.
And how do you think, you were talking a little bit before about physics and why that's a really big part of what you do. Tell me a little bit more about physics and how that's going to change the gaming experience for the consumer.
So I'll give you an example from our game. In our game, there's a door that you have to open up that's attached to a platform. And they're connected by a pulley, so you put weight on the platform and it opens the door. A lot of games have situations like that before physics, but it's basically a one-shot deal. You put something on the platform, the door opens. But because we have physics, it's totally realistic where you have to get the right amount of weight on the platform. So you can pick things up and move them on the platform, or you can put almost the right amount of weight on the platform, but let's say you don't have enough weight. Then you can go over to the door and actually start lifting it up with your arms. The gamers can use their imaginations, and whatever they think is going to work, even if we didn't have to plan for it.
That sounds really fascinating. Like this sounds like it's going to open up a whole new door for gaming, period. Because, I mean, there's been some strategy games before, real-time, or ones like Myst or others like that, where you've had to do a lot of these things, but this sounds like it's taken it to a whole other level.
Yeah, I mean, so many times people have been frustrated by games because they want to just knock the door down. Why doesn't it work? Well, the designers didn't think of that. Well, in our games, it's just going to work, and that's thanks to real-time physics.
Tell me a little bit about some of the projects that you're working for on the PC and what you're presenting here at the show.
Well, we're showing Robo Blitz, which is coming out on Xbox Live Arcade in a few months, and then the PC shortly after. And it's entirely under 50 megabytes, which means it's perfect for a downloadable distribution.
So if people want to find out a little bit more about the games that Naked Sky is producing and about Naked Sky, where can they go?
Well, to check out Robo Blitz, they should go to www.roboblitz.com. Or if they want more information about Naked Sky, they can check out nakedsky.com.
Okay, Joshua Glazer, CTO and co-founder of Naked Sky Entertainment. It's been great having you on the podcast.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Up next, the gang from Offset Software, Sam McGrath, Trevor Stringer, and Rod Green.
I'm Sam. We're debuting some new technology called the Offset Engine, and essentially it's a platform for next-generation games that was built from the ground up to support next-gen hardware. And we've been developing this technology now for about 2 years. The history behind the company is kind of interesting because it was just me and two other guys in an apartment at first, and we were just hacking away at this for a year or so. And after that point, we released a couple of videos on the net debuting some of that technology and got some people really excited about it and got NVIDIA excited about it. So we've been just going from there and expanding the company.
Tell me a little bit more about your relationship with NVIDIA. How important is it to have a partner? Is it a valuable thing to have?
Absolutely. NVIDIA has been extremely helpful to us, especially in the early days of this project. As I said, it was just me and two other guys in an apartment, Trevor being one of them. NVIDIA, very early on, sort of took an interest in what we were doing. And we got sent some new hardware from them, from a great guy in developer relations called Keith Galosi. And he sent us some hardware. Then, just as we continued to develop the technology, and more people got interested in it, NVIDIA was right there alongside us, you know, helping us out with all the latest tech, making sure that we were always up to date and made sure that we could move forward. So, I mean, you know, NVIDIA cards have been our primary development platform during the development of the engine. And they're a great partner. We love working with them.
Talk about the Dragon Wings. I've heard about the Dragon Wings.
Okay, well, the Dragon Wings, yeah, everybody seems to be pretty excited about that. It's using a couple of techniques that we use to actually shade the material on that. One of them being a simulation of subsurface scattering. In addition to transmission through the wings. So basically, it gets us an incredibly realistic look to the dragon wings, very similar to sort of a thin membrane look that you see on creatures in the real world.
Like real dragons.
Of course, like real dragons, exactly. We were able to do that with the Offset Engine. We were able to create these materials. Artists can create the materials very easily. We don't need programmers to do it, which is the great thing. And one of the reasons why it looks so good is because the artists themselves are able to now create these materials without needing a programmer to help them. And, of course, the artists are the ones who have the real vision for this stuff, so they can make the stuff look great.
So if people want to find games that have been generated by Offset or things, where can they go for more information and find out a little bit more, like some names? There's some names that people should watch out for?
Basically, if you just head to projectoffset.com, we've got a website set up there where you can read all about the game and you can see all the great art content that everyone's created for it. There's great demos, and we should have the Dragon up pretty soon, so you'll be able to check out what everyone saw at the GDC.
I'm here with Chris Taylor, who is the CEO of Gas Powered Games. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about Gas Powered Games and what you're doing here at GDC.
Gas Powered Games was founded in May of 98, so this is our eighth year as an independent game developer. We produced Dungeon Siege, recently Dungeon Siege 2. We've got Supreme Commander coming out early next year. Right now, of course, Supreme Commander is our big title that we've announced. We've also got the expansion pack coming for Dungeon Siege 2. We've got some unannounced titles in development, but we've also got Dungeon Siege coming out on the PSP. We're working with 2K and another developer on the PSP version of Dungeon Siege. Very excited about that project.
And tell me a little bit about DirectX, about working with DirectX 10 or DX10.
Every time we sit down with Microsoft, they move the ball down the field in smarter and more innovative ways. It's making our graphics challenges, frankly, just melt away. We don't spend much time anymore talking about APIs and rendering technologies. We spend more time today talking about gameplay and the way we use the technology to make our artistic visions come alive, which is a huge change from, say, 5 and 6 years ago, where it was like, the challenge was just getting the hardware to do what you wanted. and do it in a way that was effective and economical to game development.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your relationship with NVIDIA and how that works?
The key thing I would say with NVIDIA is the relationship we have with the people at NVIDIA. Guys like Rex, who we work with, who treat us great, get us everything we need, hook us up with the right people. That's really the key. You know, the technology is obviously world class, but the fact is, if it wasn't for the people, we really wouldn't have the great relationship that we have today with NVIDIA.
So, Chris, if people want to find out a little bit more about gas-powered games and the kinds of things that you're doing, where can they go?
Well, of course, they can go up to our website at www.gaspowered.com. And what's even better, really, if you want to stay really tight with what we're doing, is to sign up for our newsletter that goes out occasionally with all the latest and greatest on what's going on at GPG.
Well, it's been great having you on the podcast, Chris, and keep on keeping on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.